Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
I thought you said ass. Were you just sending Chris?
I was just saying Chris.
Oh, okay.
No difference.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
There's only one thing I'm going to ask you for, Chris.
Okay.
And that is, what episode is this?
This is episode number 90.
90.
90, ugh, right?
The countdown to 100, Chris. The yeah. Count up.
Countdown. The countdown.
See what I like? I like the idea of kind of the expanding and contracting universe. Where we get up to 100 and then we start counting back down and then we count back up and to see how many times we can do that. I don't know. That might be too Byzantine. My name is Cole. Your name?
My name is Chris.
And we are Those Damn Ross Kids and we're here to entertain your asses. What is this, Chris?
This is like, this is painful. No, this is a comedy podcast. This is our try at that. Yes.
Yes, this is our attempt.
This is our 90th try at that.
this is our second year of trying that.
This is almost like two full horrible years of trying.
Just trying so hard.
Problem for you. Yeah. Mostly.
Yeah, you know.
I try to keep us up.
Well, speaking of keeping us up, Chris, can you tell us...
Speaking of getting it up,
can you tell me a story, preferably that doesn't involve sexual assault?
Oh, of course. I can tell you a story about things that prevent sexual assault. And that being, I went to a thrift store.
Okay.
This is, again, inside home run.
You know? Inside home run.
This is an inside home run punch.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. We're going to score a field goal. Because... I went to a thrift store, and it's a Volunteers of America thrift store, the VOA. I understand that they help people, like criminals, halfway houses, and things of that nature. And and so you donate your things to them, and then they sell the things that they acquired for free for money.
Right.
Thus keeping the lights on and the pockets lined.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm in the children's section. Looking for a coat, maybe some sort of nice thing there. And I see a waterfall rack, and I don't know if you're into merchandising.
I know what that is.
Like, that I read the trades, but
that's usually where they sell like magazines and such.
I don't think you work for an advertising company. I'm pretty sure.
Me,
you don't really though.
Well, no, I mean,
ever had this problem? Is your life crappy? You need this.
I know what a waterfall rack is, Chris, from my time in retail. So.
Sure, yeah, definitely. You'll be back.
Go on. And, you have anyway, a story, or are you just going to berate
me? There's a waterfall rack, and there's this wonderfully merchandised single serving little girl underwear, presumably used because it's an.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Did he stain
Dora? I saw skid mark Dora.
Chris?
Yes.
Did you?
I did not.
No, Chris. No, really. Like, look me in the eye. Look into the camera. Look into the camera, Chris.
Okay.
Did you?
Looking down and right, maybe.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
You're looking right. That means you're telling me the truth. Okay.
No, I turned around. I walked out. I went to the Long John Silver and gorged myself.
Oh, Hush Puppies.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, don't get anything there but the Hush Puppies. The Hush Puppies are okay.
I call them Bernots, but Hush Puppies to me, those are Bernots.
Why?
Because I eat those in lieu of f***ing.
Oh, Jesus Lord. But, see, I told you to tell me a story that didn't involve sexual assault.
But it doesn't, so, because I eat the f***ing.
God, man. Yeah. That's going to come back and get us. We're going to become those guys.
But we're not, though, because I eat my fish in planks.
Fish planks.
That's how you order it, I think. That's how you order fish there.
Chris, do you know how to say the like an iron in Spanish?
I know.
La plancha.
Really?
Yeah. I bought an iron.
Why?
To do perler art.
Excuse me?
You know what? Those beads that you put onto a board and then you iron them. Why are you gonna do that,
you child?
Because I need something to occupy my hands.
You're going to make something incredible once, and then you'll never use that iron again.
No. I want to make art with that.
Gotcha.
I was inspired. No, I got that.
I get it. You retro video games, pixels. They look like pixels. I understand.
Yeah. No, it's neat. It's fun.
You could remake something that somebody else did, but you could do something original too.
No, I made a version of the Watch Out for Fireballs logo, and I made one of ours, Chris. You know what?
Really?
We have a logo. It's the crow with the hat.
Oh yeah, we made that up one night.
Yeah, we did. I still have the piece of paper that it was originally from.
That'll be framed sometime.
It's a tiny little frame. It's like a tiny little Sanity in New York frame.
No, true story.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a story?
Sure.
Awesome. In a new account of Muammar Gaddafi's death, Muammar Gaddafi being the dictator of Libya, the deposed and killed dictator of Libya.
He was stabbed in the ass, right?
Sure he was. Yeah, absolutely. They called him, they said, we're going to do it Dahmer style. But in this new theory that's coming out, they say that the French actually killed Muammar Gaddafi in an attempt to keep their secrets.
Okay.
I assume he kept the secrets in his ass, and they stabbed and then took them.
They took them out.
They
stabbed the secrets in his ass. He was just an unintended casualty.
Yeah, the French needed to keep the secrets of the then president Nicolas Sarkozy.
Nicolas Sarkozy. Yes.
Yeah. Apparently Gaddafi had given Sarkozy a whole shit ton of money for his 2007 election campaign.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you hear this on InfoWars? Was this Alex Jones? Was it Glenn Beck? Was it?
What? No. It was the Drudge Factor.
The Drudge Factor. Do you remember when, like, the Drudge Report used to be, like, a place people went for stuff?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a lot like the HuffPo.
Yeah, well, I don't trust the HuffPo either.
That's where I get my po' boys.
That's where you get po' boys. Sure, Chris, I would love a po' boy except for the mayonnaise. But when you go to Nolens, as I do quarterly, when you go to Nolens and you order a po' boy without mayonnaise, they just kind of look at you.
With all of our Ariana's money, your favorite po' boy is the bologna po' boy.
Ariana, bologna and shrimp po' boy.
Bologna and shrimp po' boy.
Bologna and shrimp.
With stadium mustard.
So a po' boy, that's just a sub, right?
I don't think so. I think it's a po' boy.
It's a sub, but it has different condiments on it.
It's not a po' bun.
So I could go to Nolens. I could go to Subway and order a po' boy.
It's a sandwich on a po' bun, and boy, is that good. Po' boy. Po' boy, show enough.
I didn't even really know what your story was about.
It was not, actually. No, it was just that the French killed Gaddafi.
Yeah.
Yeah, to keep the secrets.
So
and the pudding pops.
The secrets and the pudding pops, and my wife Camille making the face like, bleh. No.
Have you ever met Webster?
Emmanuel Lewis?
Not very nice.
kind of a cock.
Dickhead.
Emmanuel Lewis, kind of a cock. Perry.
Kind of a cock tease. He's weird.
He's
Emmanuel Lewis.
Child stars, yeah, man.
Hell of a po' boy cook.
He was 20. He was 20 years old when he did that, but still, child stars.
Child stars. Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's changed.
The Bonaduce.
I mean, on that schedule, Lindsay Lohan did the Herbie the Love Bug at 21, and she's now 49.
No, Chris, she looks 49. She looks 49 because of all of the coal and rolling with her coke.
My bad.
Yeah.
Don't ever coal and roll while getting fisted.
Just a vodka and coke coal and rolling.
Don't ever do that with
the corpse of DJ AM.
DJ AM.
he died in like 2008.
He kind of sort of died with that guy from ICP piloting.
the day the Beats died.
Remember the day the Beats died? I do too. Do you remember Blink 182? Yeah, that guy survived.
He did.
Tell me where the justice is.
He's all fucked.
The Beats died, but the Beats, the Blink 182
the Beats died?
Guy.
Chris, yeah. Let me tell you what. February.
Beats died, but the Blink's alive. That's odd.
February made me shiver with all the postcards I delivered about the day the Beats died. All right? Yeah.
Sure,
it's a 7-minute long song. If I say it all, will we be done with this show?
No, it's not like saying Beetlejuice 3 times.
Damn it!
Not at all like that.
Don Henley.
Oh. Walk back. He's done forever.
Boys of Summer. That's a good song.
He doesn't live on a model train landscape somewhere.
That's a good movie, man. Michael Keaton.
Alec Baldwin.
Michael Keaton, Alec Baldwin. What?
Janine Garofalo when she was a man.
That was a fierce tuck, Chris. That was a fierce tuck. Tuck Everlasting, they called it in the book, in the novelization of the movie.
Ironically enough, Sarah Silverman was modeled after a puppet Janine Garofalo made as out of her hand as a man.
You hear about that Tig Notaro thing?
No, is that the guy who hosts that tattoo show on Spike?
No. Louis C.K.,
is that the woman that was dying and then he signed her on?
Yeah, like
he is the new Ticketmaster.
He is. No,
she's a comedian.
She was a comedian or she is a comedian.
She soon to be was.
She got diagnosed with cancer like after like finding out her mom died, and she went on and did like this hour and a half stand-up special about how she got diagnosed with cancer. I forget exactly what kind. I bought it, but I haven't watched it yet. I don't really care for her work, but yeah, she gave
somehow
like
I find this noteworthy.
Somehow I find this well no I kind of want to like watch an hour and a half of somebody talking about how they found out they got cancer.
Did we really?
I don't know. I mean, Louis C.K.,
that's like a 30-second story.
Like, this is like some...
So
like,
the doctor walks
shit.
In and says, you have cancer. That's, like, not my whole show.
But I want to find out.
Why is that the only thing anybody heard? I talked for, like, another hour and 29 minutes. is really weird.
About subways.
Sure, absolutely.
Louis C.K., famously 30-second attention span.
And then I went on and on. In Dr. Seuss fashion... I will have cancer on a boat. I'll still have cancer while swimming in a moat. I have cancer, don't mean to gloat.
It will metastasize while I'm being scanned. It will metastasize into my glands. No. Shit. So, despite the fact that I'm lying, you know, I'm laughing, that's... You know, nothing to smile about. Can I tell you something else that's not worth smiling about?
Yeah, is it Madonna?
That you can't smile about, Chris. And that is...
Again, Madonna.
No, a new policy at the New Jersey DMV prohibits drivers from smiling in their license photos.
Hey, stop that.
Stop that. Stop smiling. That's no glee. Tact. There's no glee.
Are you an
here.
Adult?
Are you... Do you want a lollipop?
Are you an adult? Like you have a job, right? Like,
like this
you
is
remember how really, really upset your family makes you? Like, why are you smiling?
Why are you smiling?
No one will
picture.
Ever see you like that.
Yeah.
People will look at this smiling you on this identification that's supposed to be you and say, who's this person?
Well, no.
That has life in them.
Do you know who else will see that you're not dead in your eyes and be confused?
Mistresses.
The machine.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. The machine sees everything, Chris.
There's an audit right there.
That's a paddling.
That's an auditing.
Paddling the school canoe. That's paddling. This rule is a result of a simple fact. Smiling disrupts facial recognition software, which the state is using to suss out duplicate licenses and also to spot scammers. To quote one entirely inane woman, why would we all want to look like androids looking mopey? I know there are some people who don't have good driver's licenses, but I actually keep all mine.
Who does?
She does. She keeps
them. Oh, I thought you were saying you do.
No. No, I went to look for my driver's license that I got when I was 16, because it's the same expression that I tend to use in most photos if I'm not like caught candidly, you know, which is mm-hmm. which is my intense like laser stare, where you see just a little bit too much of the whites of my eyes,
audibly,
and my mouth is just a little bit too straight. And the fact that I have no lips is
your presence is making me thirsty.
But Chris,
it's a spin on the Seinfeld episode where the pretzel is making me pretzel.
Exactly. No, it's No, the machine doesn't want you to smile. We're being trained, Chris. Can I read you a passage?
Yeah, please.
Electric eye in the sky. Feel my stare, always there. There's nothing you can do about it. Develop and expose. I feed upon your every thought, and so my power grows. Electric eye in the sky. That is electric eye.
I have cancer, good night. No, what?
No, that is Electric Eye by Judas Priest.
Really? Yeah. You carrot top Judas.
He was
also from Pete and Pete.
Do you just have the IMDb open?
No, I closed that long ago.
Okay.
Last week I closed that.
Chris, have you ever wondered why I only drink grain alcohol and rainwater?
I don't know.
Sorry, no. Just the machines, they're training us. They're training us to feel no joy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. I drink brine and vodka. But
oh man, no wonder you're pickled.
No, right?
Bleh.
That's a drunk pickle.
Tell me a story.
Coming at me.
Coming straight at you.
That's a drunk pickle coming at me. That's weird. Shouldn't have passed out in the bar bathroom. Yeah. Man, what do I want to talk about? Oh yeah. A British high school student nearly died after drinking a liquid nitrogen cocktail. She had to have her stomach removed in emergency surgery.
Christ on a bike.
The girl was celebrating her 18th birthday with friends at a wine bar when she downed a Jägermeister drink, which is mixed with liquid nitrogen to produce a steaming effect.
Oh.
Breathless at first, then crippled by stomach pain, she was taken to the hospital and diagnosed with a perforated stomach.
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
People die from that. That's like a bleeding ulcer.
They're calling the nitrogen a chemical in this instance, is a negative 320 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, that's like what they use to like take warts off and shit.
Like rip up your insides. The only good thing it's used for is to melt toothpicks.
Call back. No, you know what you do, right? You do that, and then you immediately do a shot of something that has 151 lit on it. You know? It evens out, man.
She tweeted after she woke up from the surgery.
Oh, fuck.
She tweeted, maybe... saying, stay off the liquid nitrogen is not a fucking funny thing to say to me. I nearly died.
I mean, she's right.
I love the Brits. Hey, maybe stay off that liquid nitrogen, not a fucking funny thing to say. To this humble gal.
So she's like a Chuck Palahniuk character now. She has like no GI tract. She's going to be like wasting away to a wax skeleton.
Oh, wow. She's going to be a mess. They're going to diagnose her like in medical schools.
Yeah, no, she's going to live on in medical journals. So donate yourself to science now. Just like live in some kind of hermetically sealed like magnetoplastic cell to be examined and poked and prodded.
That's
good. It's good on her for surviving. I mean, Jesus Christ. That's what you get for drinking Jaeger.
Absolutely.
Know? Ugh, man.
That's funny. Chris, why don't they call belly dancing gastro dub?
They will now, Chris.
They probably should.
Chris, you know what you've done? You've grabbed that wave runner. You're riding the zeitgeist.
I own a wave runner? It.
Chris, it's been behind you the whole time. Don't turn around too quick. It'll just be behind you again.
Need it. Why do I work anymore? I have a wave runner.
I have a wave runner. You know why you work, Chris?
Why am I continuing? Everything I was working for, I have. I have a wave runner.
You want to feed gas.
A whole wall of cinder block.
A whole wall of used to be cinder block. Now it's dust in my lungs. Hey, how are your lungs doing?
They're deliciously awesome.
Hard as rock.
Yeah, they're like a well-made park. Lots of sidewalk.
Well, speaking of creative ways to get drunk, involving chemicals and whatnot, this may have been a story that we've talked about before, maybe earlier this episode, talking about cocaine and what was it, Xanax or something with the colon rolling?
We talked about that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
No, we didn't. We said don't put a vodka tampon in your butt while getting fisted. Then that was to Lindsay Lohan.
That was Lindsay Lohan.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, these are words of wisdom to Xander.
By DJ Am.
by DJ Am's corpse.
Dyke's sister, Manessa.
Mensa Am?
No, it's by DJ Am's Dyke's sister, Vanessa.
Okay. Yeah. I prefer Mensa A.M.
Mensa, Menses A.M.
Menses. Oh, God.
Two pills in the morning and you're not such a bitch all day. Menses A.M.
You still want that to be the title, but it's not going to be.
It's not
going
to be because you could not draw the shape of the pills.
No. We're doing a new art style for the titles because I lost my stylus.
I don't like your stylus.
No, there are new art, new kinds of art.
How are you getting the art?
I'm making it
with
Photoshop.
Oh, that sounds like it's a lot harder than what you did.
No, it's actually super easy. No, this warning isn't to Lindsay Lohan or Menses A.M. This is to Xander Broughton.
49-year-old Lindsay.
49-year-old Lindsay. 49-year-old
Lilo.
No, to 20-year-old Xander Broughton, who was hospitalized in Knoxville, Tennessee with a 0.448 BAC. That's blood alcohol content, Chris. More than six times.
He is not a homosexual.
More than six times the legal limit. You're right. The preposterous level of intoxication, along with injuries to his rectum, led authorities to believe that he was fed alcohol and then sodomized. Not a homosexual, though, because this turned out not to be the case. Quote, it's believed that members of the fraternity were utilizing rubber tubing inserted into their rectums as a conduit for alcohol, says a police report. The fraternity in question is Pi Kappa Alpha, or Pike. We have one of those at UC. It has been suspended from campus for the incident. Alcohol consumed through the rectum bypasses the stomach and liver and instead goes right into the bloodstream, where 2 ounces of liquor, Chris, can often be fatal when ingested this way. Chris, colon rolling, often fatal. What's the actual definition of colon rolling? Is that putting ecstasy up in your gully works?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, cool. So this is like starting like a nationwide, like, holy shit, are people doing this kind of thing? You know, it's like we got people in black trench coats playing Doom and pouring vodka up their asses. It's kind of like the vodka tampons.
Yeah, exactly. And that takes me to another story that I did not pre-pro for, but I did read today. I did read too much, lad.
did I do good call?
I did call, right?
I did good call.
Yeah, no, but a story that I did read today, and that is about an excerpt of actually a pitch. What do they call that when you write a little bit of a book or you release a little bit to a publisher?
Like a treatment?
A treatment, that one, yeah. Yeah, you're so good. A 69-page treatment of a ex-fraternity member at Dartmouth who was writing a tell-all book about Greek life.
More like grief life. That was
more
the
like
title,
grief
right?
Life. Ooh, yeah.
The working title.
Bazoo.
Boshk.
Bazoozies. No, but I'll tell all about like fraternity life at Dartmouth. And as part of it, there's a like a glossary of terms that you need to understand in order to read about life there.
It's like the Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, I guess.
Vidi well, like, my droogs. Vidi well as I pour this vodka up my ass.
Exactly. There's things like, and this is the in the excerpt that I read, there's like whale shit, which is you, whale shit sinks to the bottom of the ocean. Whale shit is lower than low. So you are whale shit.
Me personally?
Well, no, I'm saying.
That's someone, really hurtful.
Yeah, like a low person. You know what
Chris,
I mean? That's whale shit.
Chris, do you really look at me that way?
Yeah, sometimes.
Ah, shit.
And then there's always sink night, the second night of hazing.
Sync night, like S-Y-N-C,
sync,
like
S-I-N-K.
Like we're gonna share our iTunes libraries.
No, we're not gonna do that either. Sync, like to the bottom,
like whale shit.
Whale shit. Yes. wherein each pledge after receiving their bid and undergoing bid hazing night. So this is the second night. Sinks their bid in order to officially become a pledge. Sync night is defined by its infamous kiddie pool of bodily fluids baptism. There are things like boot and rally, which I assume if you're listening to this show, you know what boot and rally is.
No, I don't.
Or no, you will cause yourself to vomit, expelling the alcohol so that you can continue to then drink.
Oh, no.
Okay. And then the last thing in the article that I read is called doming. And this is why I'm bringing this up, is because I think it's like butt chugging. It's on the same level as butt chugging. Like it's in a sedimentary layer of whale shit is butt chugging. Doming is a drinking game, in quotations, by which two fraternity brothers stand over a trash can, chugging beers in a preset amount of time. The first brother to vomit loses, and the winner has the option of vomiting on the loser's head. Should the brotherhood begin to chant, boot on his head, boot on his head.
Boom, there it is.
Yes. One can also dome oneself. In this lonely iteration.
this lonely iteration, that's the name of my autobiography.
Stands alone. a single brother stands over a trash can, chugging beers until he vomits, while the brotherhood sings a traditional drinking song.
From whose line?
No, what that is.
Sorry. No. It's got
one black guy from Reading Rainbow.
No, that was LeVar Burton. He was Data on Star Trek.
Really?
The Next Generation.
That's funny.
He was also Kunta Kinte.
Oh, gosh. I never saw that movie.
Sorry. Okay.
Way to ruin it. That's really weird. James Cameron is my favorite director.
Really, this lonely iteration, like that rings like true to me. Let me go write this on my whiteboard.
Lonely iteration. I'm going to go dome myself. Dome myself. I think that's sang by 2 Chainz.
It's a benefit of standing up while I do this. I can like wander around the room and write on my multitudinous whiteboards.
Sure. Breaking your shoes too.
No, I stand barefoot. It's better for my feet.
Is it?
Yeah. Better for your feet, better for your back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I sleep with flip-flops on.
You do everything with flip-flops on.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I have a sign above my desk that says, just walk a day in my flip-flops.
No, that used to be in your house.
Yeah. It's above my desk now. It's hanging on all these cinder blocks.
Oh, it's in your house. I thought when you say desk, you mean at work.
No, I wouldn't show that to people I work with.
Oh, well.
Your turn.
My turn. Well, since we're on the booze kick, why don't we just do this? The City Council of Powder Springs, Georgia voted 4-1 to grant a liquor license to the Governor's Club, which isn't my new podcast, but is actually a large indoor firing range that just so happens to also contain a bar. Georgia law now allows people with gun permits to carry firearms into establishments that sell and serve alcohol. This is the next logical extension of that. One local mother of three disagrees with this policy and the city council decision, saying, I mean, that's just stupid. We don't need drunk people running around in and out of the neighborhood. Hey, lady, like, I don't think this is a great thing. I don't think it's a net positive for humanity, which we should all look at everything and say, like, does this make the human race more awesome? Or is it keeping us from being more awesome? Like, that's the metric that everything should be, like, held up against. You know, that's the test. That's the litmus. All right. So, okay. So I agree with you on that point. Like, it's like a thing, whatever. Maybe we should learn to shoot while drunk. Maybe it will save us in an altercation. I don't care. But if you think that there are not people who are driving around at 1 p.m. in your neighborhood, completely drunk off of their fucking asses, if you think that people you interact with are not just completely just rip-roaring, Chris, rip-roaring drunk, like, you have another thing coming. Your precious little kids, their recess teacher blowing her whistle and, you know, shouting, like, you know, take your clothes off, Timmy. She's, like, ripped. Ripped-roaring, right? You're naive.
No, I think you're naive. And I'm going to have. Yeah, sure. You could have it your socialist, communist way where everything is like, is it a net positive for the collective?
No, not for the collective.
Let me give you a history lesson. If Adolf Hitler would have won the climb, would have beaten Winston Churchill in the climb to the summit of Mount Lipness, then we could do that. But he failed the test. Okay?
Okay. I'm not talking about, like, the greatest for one, like, political body or one nation even. I'm talking as a race, as a collective, as a people. You know what? I don't give two shits about gun control. All right? I don't give two shits about, you know, should you be allowed to own a gun if you're drunk or, you know, wield one or whatever? I don't. Maybe it might not be a good idea. But this person, this argument saying, I don't want people drunk in my neighborhood with guns. You live in fucking Georgia. You're going to live with that. That happens all the time. Chances are, like, if they've got permits and shit, like, they probably know how to use them. I don't care. Just fucking let them go. Just let it happen. Because you know what? Odds are, if you're driving home at night, you're pretty safe because the drunk drivers, they're going to call a cab. But middle of the day, the most, like, awful drunks, they're going to be, like, running down 5 kids at a stoplock and then getting out and then plugging 15 adults before they take themselves out. You're naive. You're not going to stop this.
Like a kid in a candy store.
Like a kid in a candy store.
And you know what? Thank you for bringing out this thought in me. Because the minute that I heard gun, bar, and governor's club, all I wanted to say was hip, hip, and move on.
Like for real. Like
hip, hip, governor.
Hip, hip. No, it's not hip, hip.
It's hip, hip.
Although hip, hip, governor is a great album name.
No, it's not. It's what they would say.
I'm a hip,
when
hip
they were
governor.
Yeah, no, when they were in the opium den with the governors, they would say, ooh, hip, hip, move over. I want in.
As they would circle around the opium.
Yeah. Hey, let's do opium and lay around the governors.
Yes.
Another history lesson for you. Stupid.
Opium. Chris, tell me a story.
Do you like it when people like you on Facebook?
Not really. No. I mean, like our podcast, like, you know, all the shows and stuff. That's pretty cool.
But like your comments. I mean, you'd rather see a comment, but a like it. I mean, what's that make you feel like?
Like. That's the
it's like
the minimum effort, right? Like Facebook makes it as easy as possible to like say happy birthday to somebody because it gives you a little like rundown. Like because I have my Facebook synced to my phone, everybody like all of my 400 friends, I see all their birthdays and it's kind of like, oh, I don't care if you live or die.
Did you friend awesome. Drop?
What?
Did you just friend drop?
Is that a term?
You said all of my 400 friends, and I felt you smile.
No, I'm actually kind of ashamed of it because I keep trying to cull it. I keep trying to cull my Twitter, like the people I follow on Twitter, you know, to improve my ratio.
Did you say you were trying to cull it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I try to cull everything I do just to make it just a little bit better. No.
I don't think that's a net positive.
It's a neutral. Anything that I do doesn't affect anybody else just by nature of the way that I live my life. However,
it's like nothing.
I've noticed a disturbing trend towards instead of saying like happy birthday when somebody, you know, has a birthday, just doing HBD. So like is the minimum effort that you can do to just like say, yes, I acknowledge the thing that you made. And for me, it's like, it's not a matter of like everything that I put on Facebook is just a result of aggregating from Twitter. And I'd rather somebody like favorite or retweet something that I like, because that's the more lucrative environment for me.
Gotcha. Well, then I guess this might not be for you, but it's called a like a hug. And it was designed by Melissa Kitt Chow at the MIT Media Lab. It's a social media vest that will, quote, hug you by inflating whenever someone likes a status update video or photo that you posted on Facebook.
Don't get too popular or else it'll crush your rib cage and strangle you.
Hear that, Bieber?
They can easily be hacked by terrorists.
Exactly. People who don't like Bieber. But hugs can even be returned to the sender by squeezing the vest and deflating it. A commenter by someone on Jezebel, which I assume is a site that people read.
It's like the proto Gawker.
This Katie Baker, she writes, ugh, no, and advises Chow, the woman who created this vest at the MIT Media Lab, to, quote, put all that brain power towards devising a 3D printer that spits out breakfast sandwiches or something.
I don't think that she's doing it for any practical purposes. I think she's doing it to make a comment, which, like, the MIT Media Lab, they're on some next level shit. Like, sure. If you pay attention to anything that's coming out of that, that's, like, the place to fucking be if you want to, like, make an impact on the world these days. So, yeah. No, just by, I mean, I know this is a fallacy, the appeal to authority or whatever, but the fact that she's doing this out of there, like, makes me pay attention to it and say, oh, awesome, great. Not just because I didn't get into that school. Yeah, I applied. What of it? I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just going to drink my scotch and soda.
Me too. Let's do that.
Mm.
Manly.
Yum. Mm-hmm.
Oh. That tastes like hunting.
It tastes like hunting. You're right. I think I'm going to do this again.
Yeah. Maybe next week.
So,
nose is running.
Speaking of media and speaking of people who's, you know, want approval, whether it's, you know, social capital, people liking you, or maybe even money, people liking us on Facebook or using the Amazon link. Hint. I would like to talk about something that was all the rage about, 10 to 12 years ago.
Slab bracelets.
No, I was in elementary Pogs. School. Pogs. We still have our Pogs, right? Oh, you know what we never did?
We can lose everything, but we'll have those.
Do you know what we never did?
Pog together.
No, we pogged together indefinitely. No, we never signed Pogs and sold them to listeners.
Ooh.
Remember that? We remember said, hey, let's take some, like next time we're together, let's get some Pogs, sign a bunch of them, and then sell them to listeners for $1 a piece. Just like mail them.
We'll put some dino DNA on them, too.
No, I think you're thinking of Amber.
No, I don't know her.
It's the color of your energy.
No. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, 311.
I love 311.
The only reason I know that is it came out on Rock Band last week.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, I crip walked at a hologram Bob Marley concert with them.
No, Chris, not slap bracelets, not Pogs. Although if you're interested in buying Pogs off of us that are signed with possibly, you know, possible epithets attached to it, let us know. No, this was all the rage way back in the .com days. But selling space on your body to be tattooed with a logo and a URL.
Oh, that's right.
But the bubble has burst. The sites are gone. The money's gone, but the ink remains. Chris.
Sure it does. That's what a tattoo does.
Yeah. I'm going to give you 3 stories. Yeah. All right.
Which is why I got that ex-girlfriend's tattoo. Her name, the tattoo of her name covered up with an Enron logo.
That's why I just got across my shoulder blades the world ex-girlfriend in Gothic font.
Absolutely.
That way it's always right. Include humor about me ever actually having had a girlfriend right here. I don't care. Fuck you. No. Caroline Smith.
I have no idea.
Caroline Smith was paid $10,000 to have goldenpalace.com tattooed across her forehead. While she now wears long bangs to cover it, Golden Palace can no longer be accessed from the U.S.
Really?
Yeah. Joe Tamargo has ads from multiple sites across his entire body. The most prominent is on his forearm, where he has SaveMartha.com. It's a good thing, tattooed across his forearm, to show solidarity with keeping Martha Stewart out of jail. All the good that did. He also has PillDaddy.com, a Viagra-selling site, for which he is attempting to rebuy the URL. I think he's trying to kickstart that.
That's fun. Just like really sweaty, like skinny, like just run down, like DTing, shaking, like just post-teen girls who just like beat on the door, and then the Pill Daddy answers and he rails them.
Chris, your fantasies are the darkest.
No, that's a business opportunity. PillDaddy.com. Better than sausage pizza.
Christ on a bike.
Seen that?
Think about how that pizza has to be room temperature at least, right?
Would think so. Might have yourself a McDonald's coffee situation going. That pizza was just too hot.
Dick blisters.
And it was too hot.
She was all over it. No. Also, there was Jim Nelson, who sold the back of his head to CI Host for $7,000, agreeing to travel to 8 states and 2 countries per year to show it off, or else pay a $25,000 fine. Whoops.
That is a whoops, isn't it?
This was such a huge craze that an entire website, like a networking business site, came together called skinvertise.com, which connected advertisers with people looking to sell space on their body. The site, of course, is now defunct. This just reminds me of back in the...
I don't know why I gotta go.
You do?
No, I don't. I just had an idea about a tattoo that I want.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell me about the tattoo you want.
Oh, it's like I'm wearing there's like a tattoo that's like around my belt line, and it's like it's of the Polar Express, like really just like crashing.
Like Tom Hanks?
Crashing into my pubes. It's like a train.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of interesting to me.
I want to get flames tattooed above my pubes. Forest fire.
That's a great idea for you. Chris, Carrot Top doing a handstand.
Chris, my hair may be a reddish blonde, and my body hair may be red as the setting sun, but my pubes, silver as the day is long.
True story. Can I tell you about beautiful black hair just for a minute?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Okay, it has to do with Chinese beauty contestants, beauty pageant contestants.
Okay.
I think we all would agree that you should have body, brains, and personality, wouldn't you? Do you agree? I think we all agree. We agree.
In okay. general, I mean, that's what I strive towards, body, brains, and personality.
Absolutely. But in China, they do it a little bit different because girls that are allowed to grow up and become women, or even pseudo women. They,
Lord.
The officials of the beauty pageant need to take a few more measurements, you know, just to make sure that those girls pass the test of being able to live a little bit longer. Normally they measure the chest, the waist, and the hips. However, in pageants and contests from now on that are sanctioned by the government, the distance between nipples will be included in the criteria. And they're saying that if the nipples are not at least 20 centimeters apart, to the death chair with you.
meaning they're disqualified?
Yeah, exactly. That you're out.
Why is that like some kind of like
you're made into dilly bars
kind of rule?
What?
I'm sorry.
20 centimeters. Your nipples have to be 20 centimeters apart.
I'll be right back. Oh wait, there it is. Okay, cool. Let's see here.
Centimeters to inch conversion calculator.
No. Where is that? Okay, so that is like on its own, it seems like a wicked short distance. I'm a pretty broad guy, you know, like shoulder wise, you know, I have a stout frame. My nipples are only 29 centimeters apart. Wow. Those petite little Chinese girls, they don't stand a chance.
In addition to this, beauty contest officials required a certain distance between contestants' pupils. 46.
Yeah. 40, you want to order some specs from Warby Parker? You got to get your pupillary distance.
Can I, excuse me, can we talk about your PD for a minute? 46% of the distance between one's pupils and their ear.
What can the measurement from their from
your pupil to your ear hole, and then like half of that has to be the distance between your pupils. Okay. So like my PD is 60.
Right. Mine's 68.
Oh wow.
I know, right?
Mommy drank bunches.
No, my eyes are close together, not wide apart.
No, mine are closer together than yours. I'm a 60.
I guess that's right, huh?
You're a 68 there.
I've got a bigger head than you.
Yeah, mommy had some cocktails.
Daddy drank. Daddy drank for the government.
Mommy knew that marriage was ending.
What's the maximum allowed distance from the taint to the belly button?
I have no idea.
Is it less than 70 inches or 70 inches?
Is it less than 70 inches? Yes, I believe it is.
Is it less than 17? Because
a grown ass man lay down between the taint and the belly button? Yes, he can. Okay. You're in.
You're in. No, I meant 17, by which I would soundly qualify. I'm sorry. I'm just taking measurements from my body. No, I'm gonna put this down.
That's how I learned geometry.
So this is like two steps of
the length between my hip and my knee, and use that as one side. My full erect penis is the other, and then I found the hypotenuse.
Hypotenuse. No. So this is like two steps away from phrenology, right? They're trying to determine fitness by millimeter?
No. I don't think so. I think you misinterpret that term.
Phrenology?
Yeah, it's determining who is a frenemy and who isn't. Are we frenemies? I think so. I'm nice to you because I fear you.
That's it.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, Chris, what can they do? What can they do?
They need help.
I need so much help.
And that's why I'm going to tell them. They can pop on over to duckfeed.tv. From there, you can click on the Those Damn Ross Kids with new page art, or slightly new, as this will be a few weeks from coming out when we are now. And there you can click on the tip jar, which will link you to a place where you can go to Amazon and make your regular purchases. Only you will do it through us, thus giving us a little cut of your commerce to feed back in and cover the costs of giving you something for free while you consume what you commerced. You can call 419-528-TDRK. You can leave a voicemail message there, which we will play. We won't play. We'd love to hear from you. You can check us out on Facebook. Just pop the search engine on there in the Facebook and look up us. Yeah, Those Damn Ross Kids. And that will take you to a place where you can converse with other Ross faces.
Other faces.
You can converse with other faces that like us also with our vests on. So inflate us in many ways there.
Give us a hug.
Give us a hug. That.
Give us a knee hug.
Yeah, knee hug this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's about it, right? You can go to iTunes, leave a comment, review there. Yeah, tell a friend. That's like the most important thing.
Yeah. That, and keep listening.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we want you back.
I don't take our listeners for stupid like you do.
Good night.
Good night.